When it's all said and done, there's only one world for everyone. Hazel Miller with Time to Reconcile. And what are we trying to reconcile? We're trying to unify our thought system so that we can escape from conflict. We're trying to unify our thoughts so that we don't have to suffer, quite frankly. So what are you going to do? You're going to run with your misery. You're going to run with your happiness. Those are the two choices open to us. And I don't think that it takes a rocket scientist to recognize that we do want to be happy. We have written that into the Constitution of the United States, the right to pursue happiness. But the truth is, we don't want to pursue happiness. We want to be happy. And because of the power of your mind and you being the decision maker, you're guaranteed success in that. There's no way that you can fail if you want it and if you're willing to unify your thoughts. As long as we are truly focusing on what is not true, of course we're going to be confused. It doesn't give us any hope. It doesn't give us any sense of direction. At this point in time, it would be to our biggest benefit to be willing to get out of self-deception. There is only one world for everyone. And we've all heard it, we are all one. What does this mean? This means that there is one source of our origination point. You know, we're trying to discover what that one source is. Where did we come from? Who am I? What are we? Who am I? What are we? Well, as long as we're trying to supply the answer, we clearly don't know how to answer. Of course, we're going to be wrong. We're going to say that we're some organic matter that's going to, you know, just flip out in and out of here like some kind of strange mutation. We're going to deny the power of our mind. We're going to deny that love is our reality as long as we are focused on our body. And so until we can get back to where our real life is taking place, everything is happening in your thought system. You go to any doctor and you're suffering from stress, they're going to say, well, stress is all mental. And if you beat your body up long enough with the power of your mind by that assault of lack of love of self in your own mind, you bet the body's going to die. We're all going to crawl out of our body at some point. This is undeniable. But while we're here, we can use the body to reflect a state of mind that is at one with itself, that is one with everything, and recognizes that unity that binds us all together. There is no separation in love. There is no separation between us. There is nothing that is separate from us in the entire universe. It's all one. It's all connected. I believe that science and religion are both in accord and agreement about that. And so rather than just continuing trying to find some alternative to what makes us happy, which is being loving and recognizing that we are totally loved all the time, let's turn that thought around and get back into what is true, what is real, and that would be that thought of love which is in each and every one of us. Back to some more music. One of my favorite artists, The, and this is a song called Lonely Planet on The Loving Room.
Just cared about my